the National Park Service looks to acquire better data on Skagway's air quality. And Zephyr Cincerni discusses why he is running for Haynesborough Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park plans to install a set of air quality monitors at various locations across Skagway. There are a few factors that can degrade air quality in Skagway. Sometimes on a clear day, emissions from cruise ships can be seen hanging in wispy clouds above the Taya Inlet. This summer, forest fires in the Yukon created a smoky haze that blanketed the community. Jason Taylor is the superintendent for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. He says despite these visual signs, it's hard to determine when reduced air quality poses a health risk.
Especially during the fires this summer, I started to worry about both employees and visitors. And because of what I could see out the window and what I could feel and what I could smell, I started asking the question, you know, should we be asking park staff to work indoors only? Do I need to close down backcountry operations and bring people off the trail? Like, at what point does the air quality become a concern where I need to make specific management decisions?
There are models to try to determine what the air quality is like based on visibility, but Taylor says those models aren't specific enough to figure out if there is a legitimate health concern. That's why he wants to set up sensors around Skagway that monitor air quality. The sensors, developed by Purple Air, measure three different sizes of particulate matter.
Small bits of particles floating around in the air, and it could come from any number of sources, whether it's local pollution or wildfires. In some sense, it doesn't matter from a human health and safety perspective. It's just, is the pollution there? And so the Purple Air sensors, it's just kind of an aggregate of the pollution that's in the air.
The sensors use Wi-Fi to report air quality index scores online in real time. The scores can be judged by EPA standards for air quality to help the National Park Service decide if it needs to take health precautions. Taylor says that the Park Service purchased 10 sensors for Skagway and Dyea. He says they will be placed on structures owned by the National Park Service, and he recently approached the borough manager and mayor to see if the sensors could be installed on municipal buildings.
The Park Service puts out 5 and the city puts out 4 or 5, and that gives us 10 sensors around town and really well covers both kind of geographic extent of town and gives us a reasonably dense sampling network so we can see where pollution is at any given time of the day.
The Park Service has studied air quality in Skagway before. 10 years ago, they conducted a baseline study examining the levels of contaminants such as sulfur and nitrogen. Taylor says this helps park staff understand the environmental health of the region.
It happens to be that one of the vital signs for the Southeast Area Network is air quality. Kind of like with humans, you think about blood pressure or pulse. So the vital signs are the vital signs of the ecosystems.
Last spring, the Park Service repeated some of the air quality sampling that was carried out 10 years ago to see if the level of contaminants had changed. The report from that data collection will be available in 6 months to a year. It's election season, and in Haynes, 5 candidates filed to run for 2 seats on the Borough Assembly. KHNS is bringing those 5 candidates to you in a series of profiles. Today, we'll hear from Zephyr Cincerni.
Zephyr Cincerni grew up in Southern Oregon. He heard about Haynes from a high school friend who told him stories of commercial fishing and the wildlife he saw in the region.
And I remember sitting at the dinner table and listening to his stories about pulling up lines, halibut on them, orcas in the water. And I was like, I'm moving to Alaska. That's it. I gotta go. It took me a little while to get to that.
He started visiting Alaska in college and did some commercial fishing. When he finally got to Haynes about 4 years ago, he decided to stay. He lives with his partner and their 8-week-old daughter at 7.5 Mile.
I am a stay-at-home father. I spend a lot of my time in the garden grilling our food and fishing and hunting for our food as well. And that's my big focus right now.
Cincerni's worked for the borough as the library's cultural and education coordinator. He serves on the Haynes Avalanche Center board and works with the Chilkoot Indian Association's culture camp. Before that, he devoted his time to outdoor guiding and instruction. He spent a decade in Yosemite Valley as an outdoor educator. He says he's running for the assembly to represent people who depend on the Chilkat River. He's opposed to a hard rock mine at the Palmer Project.
I think that there could be times and facilities where mining is appropriate and allowable. The headwaters of a productive salmon river is not an appropriate site for an industrial scale mine.
He says Haynes should focus on the resources it already has: pristine environment, clean rivers, and Bald Eagle Preserve. But there are many issues on his radar. He says Lutac Dock is a lifeline that needs repair and says he'd like to see cruise ships help bolster local communication while in port.
And potentially having them chip in or find ways to offer cheaper Wi-Fi to their guests on board so that our town is not overrun. We need to be able to have store owners make sales with credit cards and not have their computer overwhelmed by that so that we can take advantage of that economy.
He says he wants to help create an environment of civility and respect in the assembly, protect resources, and promote tourism. He's an advocate of services like schools, the pool, and the library. When it comes to policing outside the town site, he wants to respect the previous vote. He thinks emergency services should be maintained. But most of all, he'd like to preserve the Chilkat River for generations to come. He says he's concerned that state officials and regulators chose to visit the Constantine camp rather than speak with constituents.
The rivers are lifeblood and has been for thousands of years. We need to protect this resource and our future because state regulators will not.
He says he will speak up for a sustainable future while remaining open to dialogue with opposing viewpoints. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.
To learn more about the candidates, attend or listen in to our candidate forum on Friday, September 20th at 7 p.m. We'll be streaming and broadcasting live on KHNS and KHNS.org. A recording of the forum will be available online. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.